This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. What a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's younger son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions, so feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here, 855-660-4261. Here till time to answer all of your gardening questions. So give us a call. We're going to do everything we can to help you out with this. Had a good amount of rain here in New England. Some off and on the past couple days, but yesterday was a full day of rain. Just what our lawns and gardens ordered, because I'll tell you, they're needing it, right? We went through a major drought this year, and we want to be done with it, right? We want to just warm up, keep temperatures, and keep the rain a little bit, maybe at night only, so we can enjoy our days, water our gardens a little bit, and get back out in the garden to enjoy it this fall. Temperatures are starting to drop. We haven't seen 90 in almost a week, so that's a warm feeling, right? Without actually getting that warmth, but we're definitely starting to get into that fall weather. Starting to get time to think about, or at least, we almost get started with the new lawns, new gardens. Great time for planting. Fall is actually the perfect time to allow the lawn to establish its root system before winter, allowing it really to get ready for next year. So that's something we can talk about today. We can talk about different plants that you want to put into the yard, different conditions, etc. You've probably been home a lot more now than in the past, so you'd be able to tell areas a bit more sun than you thought, or a little bit more shade than you thought, because that's something that is critical when it comes to placement of plants and how you're going to do things, even with the lawn, like we've discussed before. That's going to tell us, are you going from a sunny seed mix to a sunshade or a shady seed mix? Part of this, we can definitely discuss all of this today if you do have any questions. So that will be part of it. And we talked a couple weeks ago in regards to getting ready for this time You know, we talked about, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, let's look at if we're going to redo an area that has tons of weeds, tons of whichever, you know, spray it. Get that area killed. So in 2 weeks, which would be about now, we could start putting the lawn in. You know, those temperatures are starting to cool down, so they're going to focus on the root system. Might be able to develop a little bit more with the... Now, when we have those 90-degree days, root development and shoot development and lawn. If anything, if you had the weeds in the lawn, the weeds were growing quicker. And then you probably didn't have to cut the lawn as much. So, you know, we're going to get back into where the lawn's going to start growing a little bit more. And how we need to be taking care of it, etc. So, you know, that's all on the table today. Anything you want to talk about, obviously, gardens. You know, we're 2 days away from September. The year, it's been about 4 years, and one is start the summer. You know, it seems like... March was so long ago, but yesterday, June and July feels like it was just happened. So, you know, our summer is almost over here, but that doesn't mean we can't keep going. Lots of plants to the garden for next year and for this year. You know, a lot of perennials out there that are still blooming. That you'd be able to be using in the garden. Just think of how they can help you for next year and 2 years to come. A lot of different, you know, garden centers are starting to get in some plants. You know, these garden center. We're just starting to get in our fall shipments of plants. We got, you know, we got tons of fruit trees that just came in. Tons of. Year that we overwinter so we can have right for the beginning of the year, but a lot of fresh material comes in for us at this time of year so that when you're looking to plant your garden, you're going to have that fresh material. So definitely check in with your garden centers, your local garden centers, to see what they're doing, because I bet you a lot of them are just like us, just getting started again, because fall you can start digging evergreens again. So, I'll go into a little bit of detail with it, but evergreens such as arborvitaes, spruces, fir trees, etc., when they're in a field and they're in the ground, important. You need to dig them when the temperatures are cooler, not warmer, because the tree will go into a little bit more shock when it's a lot of these growers will dig early in the season, you know, like in March, beginning of April, and sometimes into May, and then stop for the summer, and then start redigging at the end of August, and then September and October. Evergreens themselves kind of go through a shock period. That if it's too hot and they're above ground, their root system just goes completely into shock and it goes sideways. The plant just doesn't accept it. So a lot of garden centers will bring in that fresh material later in the season or early in the season because the material has a little bit more to it. So evergreens, you're going to start to notice newer evergreens in garden centers at this point. So definitely look for that. I know that, you know, during the season when a lot of people were trying to get product, certain things just weren't there because the demand was so much more than the supply early. So a lot of garden centers are starting to get more back in because of the fact that now the material has started to replenish. They had a growing season kind of hit through them. Now they're going to have some new product. So definitely something to be looking for going forward at the garden center. So if you're, you know, you're still interested in redoing a garden or been putting it off a little bit, I know in Massachusetts today is the last day of the tax-free weekend So you might be able to go out and get a few things before the the end of the day today. I know I saw a bunch of people out there yesterday. We took a little trek to IKEA. We weren't busy, but an hour and a half later in the line, waiting just to get in. But a lot of people were out getting there, obviously distancing, etc., spacing from each other. But it's definitely a lot of people out there looking for some things to do. But tax-free weekend in Massachusetts, that does help, bring some of the prices down, right? But if you guys have any questions or want to discuss anything on the program today, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-42. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, coming up in the next few weeks, maybe even sooner, bulbs are going to start arriving in garden centers for spring flowers. Tulips, daffodils, just to name a few. So, get ready for those. Start planning out your garden work. We're already thinking about 30,000 bulbs going to be planted this year. So it'd be a nice show like we've had in the past. But I know you're not going to do something that extreme, but, think about what you can do now. Get out some of those bulbs so they can have that overwintering period and be ready for spring and have a nice early spring for you. 55660.
Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone 55-660-4261. Again, that phone number here, 855-660-4261. All right. Break there. We started talking about bulbs for the spring. This is the time to be thinking about it. I know what happens. You kind of look around and you say, oh, wow, all these tulips are blooming, or these daffodils, where can I get them? And a lot of garden centers are like, oh, well, you know, those are ones you plant in the fall to get for the spring. And so you always kind of think of it when it's blooming, not when it's time to plant. A lot of you probably already know what time, you know, when to plant it is. You've been gardening for years upon years, right? But, you know, that's just something to be thinking about at this time of year. So, just want to kind of bring that out to your attention and remind you. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get in that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Lorraine is in Martha's Vineyard.
Lorraine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you.
Good morning.
I hope you can rescue a plant for me.
Okay, I'll do my best. What can we help you with?
Okay, I have an old spirea, and it's getting leggy. It's beautiful and brown. The shape is gorgeous, and it's getting leggy, and it has some bare branches on one side. I'd like to know about pruning it, and is there anything that I could plant, let's say, in front of it to help screen that? It's not a large area, but it does detract from the plant.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. So it's a spirea. Do you know what color is it?
Pink.
Pink. Does it have like the green foliage or the yellow foliage?
More green. More
okay.
Green.
I just like to kind of see which one I'm dealing with here. But
well, and it's turning red now. The leaves are starting to get a
perfect
reddish color.
Yep. Okay. So you could have a couple different ones. There's like a neon flash and or an Anthony Water or Spirea. Those are a couple that kind of look like that. But so with those, what you're going to be doing is any of the dead you can get rid of. You can cut that right back to the area where it's living. So the best way to do that is scratch the bark on the lower part to see if it's green underneath. If you're seeing green underneath, then that means it is living. So we're going to find the next junction where the plant is dead and the plant is living to cut it. The spirea at this point is probably already started to, you said it's already changed its color, it's already flowered most likely, or it's at the end of it, depending upon what it's located in for sunlight.
I would say it's on the end of the flowering.
Yeah, it's just about, like, depending upon if it's newer, sometimes with newer plants, they'll, depending upon where they come from, they'll actually blooming at this point, but it's usually about the end of it.
I know. This is an old girl.
Okay. So what I would do is kind of just let it finish flowering, or you could prune it back at this point. Any type of plant that is flowering, the rule of thumb is to actually prune it back after it's done flowering. So now is the perfect...
It's just about done. Yeah,
so this is the perfect time to prune it back. You can cut it back by a third if you'd like.
One third. Okay.
That would be fine, just to shape it. But any of that dead's not going to do any good for the rest of the plant, so definitely cut it out and get rid of it. Now, on the side? It's kind of dead. Are you looking? How big of an area is it really?
I would say it would almost take a small plant in front of it.
Gotcha. But I definitely think it's time to, you know, any of the dead that's there, get rid of it. Even throughout the rest of it, you might find some dead growth on the center of it. The dead is pulling away from some of the energy from the plant itself. Anytime there's a dying branch or a weak branch, the plant focuses on that area versus the rest of the plant, right? And so by getting rid of that, it's going to allow it to refocus on the plant.
Okay.
So definitely get rid of the dead there. Now, as far as a plant, on the other side of the break, I want you to hang tight for me. I'm going to give you some ideas of what you can do to add to that. So we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still hospitalized with COVID-19, President Trump says he feels much better in a new video shot at Walter Reed Medical Center. In the 4-minute video posted on Twitter, the president says he wasn't feeling well at all when he came in, but everyone's working to get him all of the way back. His chief of staff, Mark Meadows, confirms the president gave them a scare.
We were real concerned with that. You know, he had a fever and his blood oxygen level had dropped rapidly.
Senate Democrats requesting a delay in Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearings. They've written to Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, telling the Republican he would be putting the health of the senators at risk if they move towards hearings as scheduled. A hearing is currently set on October 12th.
and this is USA Radio News. In California, the glass fire near Calistoga is now 10% contained. Jeff Oz of Cal Fire says multiple factors have made the fire especially hard to beat.
The narrowness of the roads makes it difficult for the fire apparatus to travel. It makes it difficult for us to establish lines. It just makes the work more intensified. And understand that if this were the only fire in the state right now, we'd probably have 2 to 3 times as many personnel.
Also, heavy smokes made it impossible this weekend so far for firefighting helicopters to come in and help. Staff for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton asking federal officials to investigate their boss for several allegations, including abuse of office, improper influence, and bribery. A one-page letter to the state agency's Director of Human Services has 7 executives in the upper tiers of the office calling for a probe of the 57-year-old Republican elected in 2014. And this is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm back and live. I apologize this morning. We're starting a little bit late, about a half hour late, so we are live again. I appreciate everybody coming back and listening to us. Last week we were off. I got to spend the entire weekend with both my daughters. My wife was away, so I got to take advantage of a great little weekend. So that's where I was last week. But this week I'm back to help you out with all of your gardening questions. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's, we've had some crazy weather this week, I'd have to say, just by the temperature-wise going up and down, some rain finally. I know a lot of areas got some rain, so that is very helpful for our plants, getting that drink they need, because we have had very little rain. I believe almost a week ago we were at least 8 inches behind. So it's nice to finally get some help from Mother Nature instead of having to use the hose at all times. But it's the cool nights, warm days have been it's kind of just what we like. I enjoy those temperatures myself, so definitely. Well worth it lately. I haven't had some very extreme cold, really. We had a few earlier in the past month, but the temperatures seem to be pretty good during the week. We're still getting some warm weather, so plenty of time to still be putting in lawn renovation, to be doing a number of things in the yard. Still time to be planting, still time to be getting ready for winter. We have plenty of time, and we talk about trying to be a season ahead every year. But there's a bunch of time. A question lately that I've been getting at the garden center that I want to pass along to everybody here is, how long do I water? Well, it's a great question, because you kind of want to know, you know, when is enough enough for the season, right? Well, the thing about it is you're going to basically water until the ground freezes. So that could be a long time. So that being said, a lot of you right now, you know, who have sprinkler systems, you know, you're scheduling your for your system to be blown out, to be cleaned out. You know, that you're saying, all right, well, I'm kind of done. Well, if you have some established plants or even some new plants this season, you know, try to see how long you can push it. See if you can be one of the last ones to get the system blown out. Or just know that you're going to have to use the hose to water some of the new plants to help them establish for the winter. So that is something to really be thinking about now. You know, a lot of people are still planting, which is great. It's perfect time of season. One of the main reasons here is, you know, when you're planting at this time of year, the plant will focus on its root system versus putting new growth or blossoms out for you. It's just trying to get connected to the ground. And so the more it actually spends time doing that, the better for the long term of the plant. So this is just something to be thinking about. You know, so fall is a great time to be planting and doing this type of thing. So definitely a good time to be doing this. Now, I do have a phone call on the line I want to get right to. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Pamela is in New Hampshire.
Pamela, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I wondered about my rose of Sharon. Do I need to wait for all the leaves to fall off before pruning it back, or...
No, so basically, a Rose of Sharon is done flowering mostly for the season. There might be a couple random blossoms still sitting on it, but you'll definitely be able to prune it at this point. The main rule of thumb with anything that flowers is going to be the one that you would prune after it flowers. So it's done flowering, so it'd be perfect time to be doing it at this time.
Okay, and cut it back by a third?
Yeah, by a third. Looking, you know, focusing first on any dead branches, any cross branches, any branches that are, like, rubbing up against each other. You'd want to get rid of one or the other of those. And then the rest of it, generally shaping it by about a third would be fine.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. No problem, Pamela. Good day. Good luck. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We do have another call on the line, so I want to get right back into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jim is in Rochester, New Hampshire.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Pat.
Good morning.
I have this bush, I guess you'd call it. It flowers out to be a big cone. And it's white.
Yep.
I don't know the name of it. They're so big now that the branches are bending over and laying them on the ground.
Yep.
And I wanted to trim it back. And I want to know how much I can trim it back, or if it's too late, or what.
No, so... It sounds like you have a hydrangea, like a paniculata type hydrangea. And when the blossoms get so big like this, they tend to just kind of fall over.
Right. Now they're brown.
Yeah. So when the flowers go by, you can definitely prune it back just to help it for next year. So the paniculata style hydrangea is one where you can actually prune back now or in next spring and still have the flowers come back for the next season. Okay, it's one where it's not like the old style where you have to prune it only at specific times, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Whereas these, you can prune now, get rid of the dead branching. Definitely start with any dead branches, like I said, any cross branches, but the flowers can definitely be pruned out without a problem at this time. This is really would be the perfect time of year to be doing that, to get it ready. What it's also doing is allowing the plant to have less of a surface area to worry about for the winter. And it's going to be able to focus on its root system a bit. So I think you'll definitely be fine by doing that.
Okay, and I mean, would I use like loppers or something like that to go to get them back? Because the branches are pretty thick. I mean, they're almost as thick as like your baby finger. I mean,
yeah. So pretty big around. I'd try to use like you know, hand pruners or something like that instead of like hedge trimmers. You want to look at, you want to have clean wounds on the branches when you cut them. So once they've been cut, they need to be, you don't want it to be like ripped off, right? You want them to be able to heal easily. So individual, you know, go to each branch individually and clean it up that way versus shearing it. What'll happen is when a pruning wound is like basically like a rip versus a straight cut, it doesn't heal correctly. What it also will do is allow pathogens into the plant, so long term you could have insect damage or disease issues. So that's why you want a clean, you know, a nice clean cut. You don't have to do it at like an angle. You don't have to do it at, you know, straight. It's whichever kind of gets you know, best for you. The best thing one thing I do suggest is cutting right above a leaf node. So that's where the leaf comes out of the branch itself. So don't cut it right below where leaves are coming out the side. Cut it right above one of them. So that way you have some, it's still full, and there's not a big gap in the new growth that comes out.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, I called you, I think it was last year, and I had the aloe plants that my brother had given me.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember that or not, but I had four plants. Well, it was one, and then it went to four, and I went ahead and I took the four and made it, just took plants from two of them, and I made four more, and they're
awesome.
Still going. Yeah, and they're still
wow.
going.
That's awesome. That's yeah. great news.
Yeah, they're not very big though. They're still small.
They'll take a little bit of time, especially getting coming away from like its mother plant, if you will. So it can take a lot of times with plants in general. Their first season in a new pot will just be focusing on a root system, whereas the second and third year is when you'll start to see more growth to it. It'll grow a little bit bigger. You'll get the size to it. It's kind of the same thing with a lot of plants that you will plant outside. When you're planting, like in the garden, if you buy something from a garden center, we usually will say the third season is when you'll actually see the most growth out of a plant. Just based on its now established its root system, it's done a lot more to it. So that's probably a little bit of what's going on for you with the aloe plant as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just thank you so much for that, and I'll be able to trim down the. What did you call that?
It's a hydrangea. Again? It's a hydrangea
yeah,
tree
it's a hydrangea.
Or shrub.
And I'll just cut it back to the last leaf.
No, so don't cut it.
Last leaf.
Well, so don't cut it all the way back to the ground. What you're going to want to do is, you know, the rule of thumb is by a third. So cutting anything back by a third.
Okay.
If some of the branching is kind of bent so badly that it's not going to, it's bent or it's broken or it's not going to come back. You can prune it a little bit further back. But when you do prune it back, just make sure you prune right above a leaf node versus below a leaf node. So there's not a big gap on new growth for next season.
Okay. That's great.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
No problem. All right. Thank you, Jim, and good luck.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it's a bit chilly this morning, but it's supposed to warm up a little bit today. You know, get into the upper 60s. Beautiful to be working outside. I know it's so much nicer to work outside than when it's 90 degrees, right? A little bit more enjoyable to be out there. So you can get out there today, enjoy some time out there, and get some things done in the yard. In the meantime, if you have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. Be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to PaulParent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to PaulParent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And do have a couple calls on the line, so we'll get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jenna is in New Market.
Jenna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have one quick question about a rosebud.
Hey, Jenna, can you come off speakerphone, please?
Sure. Is that better?
Sounds great. Thank you.
I have a red bud that I've had for a year and a half now. Last year, it did beautiful. Mm-hmm. This year, towards the end of the growing season, it started to get all brown veins at the top of the tree. Each leaf would start to get a brown, and like the whole vein and the whole leaf would turn brown, all the way to the bottom.
Okay.
And I have no idea. I did nothing different, and I'm just perplexed as to what it could be.
Well, so to be honest, I want to say it has a lot to do with the drought we're in, even if you were watering it consistently.
Right.
There were a lot of plants out there that were established that just kind of turned that brown, got their fall color early this year because of the lack of rain, lack of water out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that probably has a little bit to do with it. One thing I'd like to see you do is scratch the bark and see if there is green underneath it. Most likely there is. It's just that the plant has just had a long season, right?
I did do that, and there is a little green. I mean, it looks beautiful, except for the It's the trunk is thicker. It's growing nicely. It's just got all the leaves.
So I think a lot of it has to do with just the stress that it was under from extreme heat conditions and drought conditions at the same time.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones where the plant just needs to say, all right, I'm done for the season, you know, and just yeah. kind of move on to the next, you know, the next season, if you will.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what's happening with it. If you're seeing green on it, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to see you do at this time of the season is use like a tree tone fertilizer from Espoma.
Yes, I did do that exactly. I love that product.
Okay, so you if you put that in this fall, perfect, and then just follow it up again in the spring. What I'd like to also see you do is continue watering it for the season, for the rest of the season, until the ground kind of freezes, if you can.
Okay.
Take the hose and just put it by the trunk of the tree. Leave it on a trickle for, you know, 25 minutes, 30 minutes. Just kind of forget about it for a little bit. What that does is that gets a deeper watering for the plant. It's, you know, it's not too late to get back to getting it those deep soakings to allow them to, you know, help establish itself for the winter. Because we're really looking to just get it set for the winter and not have to worry about it.
Right.
You know,
so you don't, you know, the one thing I was concerned about is everybody said that apparently a red bud can get some kind of a canker.
Well, so a canker would be something on the branching or on the trunk.
Okay.
If you're seeing any abnormal, like, you know, issues on the trunk, then that would be something like that. But I honestly, just on, based on everything I've seen and mm-hmm. what we've had for the season, I think that's part of it, is the drought. But just continue watering, deeper waterings for this season. The more we do now, the more it's going to do for winter. You know, the thing, I hate to say it like this, but with not a lot of rain, what we need to do for our plants to keep them established and successful for next year is we need snow. We need a good amount of snow this year to cover the ground so that we can catch back up with some of the rain that we've been missing, that water. The you know, snow cover will help the plants as well, but it'll also help with some of the drought we're in. So I know it sounds bad, but at the same time, it will help our plants. Okay. All right, Jenna, you're breaking up a little bit at the end here. I apologize. So hopefully everything we can do helped you out. You enjoy the rest of your day. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in the next half.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.